again. This is Bob Delaney welcoming you to another baseball game brought to you by the makers of Valentine Beer. Once again, Mel Allen, Red Barber, and Phil Rizzuto are at hand to bring you the play-by-play. Well, looks like they're all set to go down on the field, so let's us get set as the Atlantic Refining Company and your Atlantic dealer for the 26th straight year as baseball's largest continuous radio and TV sponsor brings you Yankee Baseball. This broadcast comes to you by courtesy of the Atlantic Refining Company and P. Ballantyne & Son, in cooperation with Sports Network, by authority of the Yankees. It's intended solely for the private enjoyment of our listening audience. Any rebroadcast or other use of this play-by-play description without the express consent of the Yankees is prohibited. Well, hope you're all set now for the ballgame with plenty of the crisp refresher Ballantyne beer. See for yourself why over 5 million glasses of Ballantyne beer are enjoyed every day. We're all set now for the Yankee baseball game, so let's go down and pick up the starting lineup.
Los Angeles Angels. Eddie Yost leading off third base. Leroy Thomas, right field. Leon Wagner, left field. Ted Pruszewski, first base. Ken Hunt, center field. Ken Aspromonte, second base. Earl Averill, catching. Rocky Bridges, shortstop. And Ken McBride, pitching. For New York, Ken Boyer leading off. Third base, Tony Kubek, shortstop. Roger Maris, right field. Mickey Mantle, center field. Yogi Berra, batting fifth, left field. Bill Scarron, first base. John Blanchard, hitting seventh, catching. Bobby Richardson, in the eighth spot in the order, second base. And Ralph Carey, doing the pitching. The umpires. At the plate will be Hank Thor. At first base, Nestor Shylock. At second base, Al Smith. And at third base, Phil McKinley. And by the way, Nestor Shylock informs me that there is a great baseball party from Carbondale, Pennsylvania, the Moxie Club, who's come down here today to take in the ball game, and we welcome them as we do all baseball parties. And those of you who may be inclined to get up the baseball party, right for the Yankee ticket director, Yankee Stadium, the Bronx 51, New York. Bill Rigney is out at home plate with Ralph Houck and the four umpires going over the ground rules so there'll be no misunderstanding, so that plate session does not always preclude arguments. As we look down, talking about people being here, the Right Honorable James Farley, who has played a big role in the history of our nation. He's a great baseball fan. And speaking of great baseball fans, Mr. Blackburn, who has the box right next to the Yankee Stadium dugout and broke her hip. I do not indulge in these personalities from the standpoint of any interest on your part, because most people would not know her, you know, James Farley, but rather to point up the fact that there is one of the all-time great fans, and so in herself a personality, who, despite a broken hip at an advanced age, which causes her great pain, she still finds pleasure in getting to the ballpark, even though it is, in a sense, inconvenient. And so perhaps that might serve as inspiration to some of you shut-ins. The Yankees have just taken the field. And right now, as Eddie Yost wanders towards the plate, our national anthem. For the Los Angeles Angels, McBride and Averill. For New York, Terry and Blanchard. And the best battery of them all, baseball and Valentine beer, the Crisp Perfector. The Los Angeles Angels, along with the Washington Senators, have done a great deal better than most people figured that they would, considering that they started from scratch. Turned out, if you pardon the pun, that the boys that they got on the team were itching to go places. And so starting from scratch served as an incentive. The Angels, instead of being in ninth or tenth place, are in eighth place. And they've won 21 games and lost 33. They've hit more home runs than any team in the American League. They've got a power-packed lineup. And the one thing that helps teams like Los Angeles and Washington, with no one thinking they were going to wear, the boys are relaxed. Plus the fact, natural pride, they want to show that they didn't have full opportunity with other clubs and they could do better. For example, the Yankees hated to part with a guy like Leroy Thomas. They knew he had fine potential. But at the same time, they also needed some pitching help. And you get what you can get when you can get it. And give up something that at the moment you're able to spare. Where you have a chance to finish high at the present time, you do so rather than build toward the future as some clubs are in position to do. Leroy Thomas, for example, is hitting 320 and hitting, he's hit five homers. But right now, we're ready to go with Eddie Yost. Right-hand batter up, and the first pitch is swung on and hit foul back to third out of play. Strike one. Eddie Yost, great leadoff man. He's only appeared in 14 games this year. Lee Thomas on deck. And Leon Wagner to follow. Ralph Terry into the windup, and the pitch is swung on, foul back up here. Terry has a record of 3 wins, no losses. This is his 12th appearance, all starts but his first. But there were many games he started. He did not finish and was not involved in the final decision. No balls, two strikes. Ralph ready to wind up. Here's the pitch. And it's high. Ball one. One and two. In fact, he pitched his second complete game, his last outing against the Twins, as he beat them 5-1. The Angels coming out of Boston larrups the ball up there pretty well. Here's the pitch. And it's It's foul down the left field line, out of play. It beat Boston yesterday, 10-5. One ball, two strikes. Jerry goes to the windup to pitch to Eddie Yost. Swung on and fouled back again. Count remains 1-2. Eddie, with a good eye, getting a piece of it. Red Kress is coaching at third, Bob Elliott at first. The Yankees have had a good week, but it all could be ruined in a given day. What with Washington out at Detroit, Kansas City at Cleveland, the 1-2 pitch, swung on line, foul down the left field line. Ralph hung the curveball. Eddie Yost got out in front a little too much and pulled it foul. One ball, two strikes. Eddie guarding that plate. Now Ralph Jerry into the windup. Here's the pitch. And it's swung on and fouled again. He got out in front. Fouled it back to third. Yost making him work. In a guessing game, the last few pitches, they figure, well, he's just looking for the fastball and throwing curve. Now, let's see. Here's the pitch. Changeup is swung on and popped up along the left field line. May go out of play. Boyer reaches, can't get it. Ball went out of play along the left field line. Kubek is over, and Boyer, I think, hurt himself. Boyer banged himself up against the barrier. He was watching the ball, and the barrier came up on him before he knew it. And here is Gus Mouth coming out now. Boyer is limping. He may have broken his sunglasses, I don't know. Or he may, I don't know, that's what it is. I think he'd be all right, just limping a little bit. So we've been underway about 5 or 6 minutes. Still, first man's up. Eddie Yost, fellow led the league many times and bases on balls. New pair of sunglasses being taken out to place for you. He's limping a little bit, but he's shaking it off. Getting ready to continue. The windup by Ralph Perry. Here's the pitch, and it's swung on, hit foul again off to the left of the plate. Yost ranked fourth at the start of the season, the all-time base on balls leaders with 1,534. The 1-2 pitch again. There's one. Hit again. Foul. Beat down the left field line. Out of play. Yost has got his eye on the ball and is staying out in front of it. Terry hasn't yet thrown him a good fastball. Maybe he's afraid he'll put it all away. Wind's blowing out to left. Could be. His curveball's not breaking too sharp. But here's the pitch. Fastball. Hit foul. Near the deck. That must be about... Well, I haven't counted them. I have to see them. Oh, 8 of them anyway. I don't know why I said 8. Just feel like 8. I don't know how many fouled off. Ralph Terry's pitched the whole inning to Eddie Yost. The next pitch, fine inside. And he went down and did a back slip. As he went down, he rolled over and did a backward somersault. 2 balls, 2 strikes. I'll tell you what I think was happening. Eddie was leaning over the plate and hitting those outside pitches, so he backed him up.
A little more back in tendency. 10 fouls is just decided. Well, here's the 2-2 pitch. Swung on and fouled off behind the plate this time. That was a fastball. That's 11. You know, they're laughing in the dugout. Swing, 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 swing.
2 balls, 2 strikes. The windup, here's the pitch. And it's low outside, ball 3. So Eddie Yost has now worked the count to 3-2. You know, when he kept fouling them off, he just felt he was going to get on base somehow. You ever notice how often that happens? Here's the 3-2 pitch. Swung on, little dribbler, hit to the mound. Terry throws to Scarron, and he gets the first out. Well, now that the practice session is over, we're continuing. I didn't notice the clock on the board the exact time the game began, but it's 2:11 now. Lee Thomas, batting 320. Here's the pitch from Terry. Swung on, pop foul upstairs, strike one. Balding's doing great business today. Thomas leading the Angels in batting with 320. Now the delivery. In tight, 1-1. He's got a good swing. Mickey Mantle said of him when he first saw him in spring training, said, man, that fellow's going to be a good hitter. The 1-1 pitch. Swung on, hit into the hole between first and second, a right field for a base hit. Thomas on first. Maris tosses the ball back into Richardson. And up comes Leon Wagner. Batting 296, has 14 homers and 31 runs batted in. Big clue on deck. One on, one out. Now the pitch. In there for a strike. Nothing and one. Terry's curveball isn't snapping off. It's hanging a lot. Threw a fastball there. Terry sets, and the pitch curve is swung on and missed strike two. That one had a good break on it. It was a let-up curve. I don't know whether it had so much of a break as the fact it was an off-speed pitch. No balls, 2 strikes, 1 on, 1 out. Now Terry delivers, and the pitch is popped up to third. Boyer moves under it and makes the catch in foul ground. He almost lost it in the sun. And here's Ted Kluszewski hitting 253. Angels have had 71 homers and driven in 220 runs. A power pack. Here's the pitch. Inside to Ted for a ball. The Yankees have had 69 homers and 260
One run batted in. Big Cruz. Now waits the pitch. Thomas off first. The delivery is a little low. Ball two, 2-0. Ken Hunt on deck. Two balls, no strikes. Thomas leads off first. The pitch to Clues, swung on and foul back. 2-1. Trying to pull that one into the seat. Balls, one strike. Thomas off first. The pitch swung on. There's a shot between first and second. The right field for a base hit. Thomas stops at second. Maris throws on over to third. And so there are runners on first and second. Two outs. And up comes Ken Hunt. Batting 291. With 10 homers and 34 runs batted in. Another former Yankee. Angels have been on a road trip of six. It has included 16 games. They've won six and lost nine. They've won two in a row. Ken Hunt at bat. Thomas is single, by the way. It marked the sixth straight game which he hit safely. They pitched the right-hand batter. Accidentally swung on, hit to Kubek. He throws over to Richardson, forcing Clues. Hunt tried to check his swing. And even so, that ball went out to shortstop as if he had swung hard. No runs, two hits, no errors, and two men left on. At the end of the first half, the first inning, Los Angeles nothing. New York coming to bat. What a day. What a day for a cool golden glass of you-know-what. Valentine beer. Pure pleasure. Pleasure is the purpose of the crisp refresher, and that's why over 5 million glasses of Valentine beer are enjoyed every day. Discover the crisp refresher yourself. As we always suggest, your very first swallow and each one to follow proves that a beer can be light and still give you all the lager beer flavor you want. This sunny, mellow flavor is what makes Valentine beer the crisp refresher. If you drink beer for taste and refreshment and pleasure, man, we got it. And Valentine beer. Now, there could be some other reasons. Wherever they are, we got it. Try Valentine. See for yourself why Valentine's the most popular beer from Maine to Florida. For pleasure. For the crisp refresher. Or if you're lazy, have somebody else do it for you. But just have some Valentine beer. Ken McBride ready to pitch to Cleet Boyer. Boyer batting 233. Right-hand pitcher delivers. High and inside. Ball one. McBride with a record of 5-3 delivers in there for a strike. Sort of a sidearm three-quarter motion. The 6 foot 195 pounder, 25 years old, making his 12th start. And the pitch swung on, grounded to short. Up with it is Rocky Bridges. The flip to Clue in time, and there's one away. McBride has a fine earned run average, as I recall. Tony Kubek coming up. .248. I guess it is pretty good. One of the best in the league. Here's the pitch. Tony swung on, little dribble down the third baseline, foul. McBride in 75 and two-thirds innings has allowed 57 hits, 21 earned runs for a .248 average. Walked 41, struck out 49. One of the best in the league. The right-hander's pitch is low and inside for a ball, one and one. About fifth among starters in the league in earned run average. Next pitch is low. Ball two, two and one. He's originally signed for the Red Sox organization. The 2-1 delivery. Swung on as the bouncer hit wide at first, up with his second baseman. Throws to McBride, covering in time. As Bramani went way over to his left. Krasuski going to his right, couldn't get to it. McBride went over to cover. Two away. Kubek, who had a 19-game hitting streak broken yesterday, grounds out to second. Was hitting .321. Maris, batting .227, steps in. The pitch to Raj is low. Ball one. McBride got out of the Red Sox organization after knocking around the minors and was with the White Sox in 11 games in 1959. Here's the pitch. Swung on and fouled off. Strike one. Last year, the San Diego, he won 11, lost 14, and came up for the White Sox, had a 0-1 record. And he's one of the men the Angels selected off their list. One ball, one strike. McBride's pitch. Curve is hit foul down the first base line past Wally Moses, coaching at first. A 1-2 count. Cleveland leading Kansas City 1-0 at the end of two innings. We'll run down the scores for you in a moment. The 1-2 pitch to Raj, high outside. 2-2. McBride lost a couple of heartbreakers to Boston, Detroit, 3-2, 3-1 early. 2-2 pitch. Swung on, there's a bouncer down to Krasuski's, up with it, out runs Maris to the bag, and the side's retired. Now the ball hit on the infield. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. End of the first inning, Angels nothing and the Yankees nothing. Elsewhere in the American League, Boston 1, Minnesota nothing at the end of three innings of play. Wall against Ramos. They're playing a doubleheader. Chicago at Baltimore. Bauman against Estrada in the first game. Washington and Detroit will be McLean against Wittichick in the first game. Wittichick, you know, is traded by the Senators to the Tigers for Cottier. Cleveland 1, Kansas City nothing at the end of two innings. Kirkland homered in the second. Antonelli against Walker. They're playing a pair. In the National League, Philadelphia, Los Angeles, Pittsburgh, and San Francisco, single game starting later today. In the first game at St. Louis, Cincinnati 4, Cardinals batting in the first inning, Perkey against Sadecki. Slashing game and Freese homering, Freese of two on. Doubleheader at Chicago, Willie for the Braves, Ellsworth for the Cubs. There was a trade I guess you may have read about between the White Sox and the A's, an eight-player swap. Some of these trades make you wonder. Woody Schick for Cottier, for example. But the White Sox, the Kansas City A's traded Ray Herbert
and Andy Carey, Al Pilarczyk, and Don Larson to the White Sox for Bob Shaw, who can be a good pitcher, Jerry Staley, Wes Covington, and Stan Johnson, who is coming up from San Diego. As Promati leading off in the second inning, one strike. I'd say White Sox got the best of that one on paper. Ken Aspromonte. The pitch swung on, hit foul, back to first out of play in the upper deck. Aspromonte batting 231. I sort of like that Ray Herbert. Bob Shaw had a good year a couple of years ago, and Mike find the groove again. They had a little trouble last season, this season. Two strike pitch. Swung on and foul back. No balls, two strikes. And the pitch. Curve is hit foul back to third out of play. Nothing in two. Balls, two strikes. Next delivery, just outside, fastball, one and two. Ray Herbert, 31. He's 32 in December. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Swung on, bounce, foul down the third baseline. Bob Shaw is 28, will be 29th of this month. Scattered thoughts while the boys foul them off. One ball, two strikes. They're really hitting that curve, getting out in front. Here's the pitch. Swung on, hit, knocked down by the bare hand of Terry, picks it up, throws to the first in time. He bounced it back to the middle. Terry just batted it down with his bare hand. Now, Blanchard's out to ask him how he is. He's all right. I think he sort of slapped it down. Now, Earl Averill. Now, here come Gus Mounts and Ralph Halkout, the person, the umpire, to check the hand. And we're going to have the Freezone put on. Ethyl chloride, which is a liquid substance which freezes an area to prevent swelling. I don't know whether you folks have ever had that done. I once had a pain up my shoulder, sometimes the way we sit here and hunch up, you know, over a microphone. Hunch up over a hot microphone on a cold day. You get knots up there, you know. And I've had them squeeze, you know, squirt that on. It actually, it's so cold, it can have the same action as very hot water. Something very hot. In other words, you can get cold and be painful. Hawk is checking with Terry, though. He's going to see if he can continue. Terry's going to throw a couple. You know, you get those fingers numbed, you can't grip the ball and control it. Joe Ripley, our man about the booth, just slipped me a note that the way things have been happening, what you call the bat, that the A's, that the Angels are using fouling pieces. He's been reading history again. The Diary of Samuel Johnson, or All right. Here's the pitch. And it's inside for a ball to Earl Averill. Son of the famous Earl of Snohomish, Washington. The 1-0 pitch is inside, ball two. Averill has 11 homers and 33 runs batted in. He has had several big league trials. Indians and the White Sox. He's got good power. The 2-0 pitch. It's over, strike one, 2-1. Hank Sewer looking at Averill's bat. I don't know whether he thought there's something on it shouldn't be on there. Earl Douglas Averill. 5'10", 190 pounder. And the 2-1 pitch. Changeup is hit to short on a tricky hop. Kubek up at it, throws to first in time. When I say a tricky hop, I mean those that are tough to time. If you ever watch an infielder, especially a shortstop who plays a little deeper, or a second baseman, they try to time the hop so they can get their rhythm and fluidity of movement. But there are times the ball hits you sharply, they start to charge, and they have to play the in-between or off-rhythm hop. Rocky Bridges swings and hits the ball to third, knocked down by Boyer, picks it up, throws to first in time. And the side is retired. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. It sounds like a philharmonic analysis, I mean, commentary. I didn't mean it that way. You know this. But there is rhythm in, of course, everything you do. At the end of an inning and a half, the Angels nothing, New York nothing.
Rum-di-i-o, di-i-o, oh, the stormy winds, they do blow, oh. He watches things sail in the violent gale.
So it's straight for the shoreline, he rows,
it's straight for the shoreline, he rows.
Then securing the boat with a line,
he heads for the Valentine sign. He can be of good cheer with Valentine gear.
So sunny and mellow it glows,
so sunny and mellow he knows. That to be crisp, a beer must be icily light, with two lovely flavors precisely right. Vitally golden, crystally clear, a crisp refresher, Valentine, Valentine beer.
Pleasure. Pleasure is the purpose of the crisp refresher. No wonder over 5 million glasses of Valentine beer are enjoyed every day. Valentine, America's finest since 1840. No score to the last of the second. Mickey Mantle at bat, hitting 306.
This copyrighted recording is licensed by Major League Baseball. Any reproduction or other commercial use of this recording, in whole or in part, is prohibited.
No score to the last of the second. Mickey Mantle at bat, hitting 306. McBride's pitch is swung on and grounded foul down the first baseline. Strike one. Nothing in one, the count. Wagner in left, Hunt in center, Thomas in right. Yost third, Bridges short, Astromonte second, Pazuski first, Averill catching. Right-hander, Ken McBride, pitches high outside, 1-1. One ball, one strike. And the 1-1 pitch. Curve is swung on and missed. Strike two, 1-2. One ball, two strikes. And the 1-2 pitch. Another curve, outside, 2-2. 2-2 delivery. Way outside, ball 3-3-2. Full count. McBride ready for the payoff pitch. Into the windup, in it comes, and Mantle swings and grounds it slowly out to second. Astromadia, but it throws to first in time. One away. Here's Yogi Berra, batting 294. Pitch on the way to Yogi. Swung on as it drives on deep to right field. It is going, going, it is gone in the third deck. Yogi Berra getting his 10th home run and his 26th run batted in. The remarkable Mr. Berra. His 328th Major League homer. And his 4th this month. Moose Garin up, fouls the first pitch off on a check swing. Yogi just stepped up and swung. Away she went, one of his longer homers, into the third deck. Perfect timing on that. One to nothing, New York. That was his first hit. Garin hitting 265. Takes the curve over. Strike two. Nothing in two. And the two-strike pitch. Swung on and missed. Strike three. Got him on the curveball. Moose took three pitches. Was up there and looked at three pitches. Swung at the last one. Checked swing on the first one. Johnny Blanchard stepped in, batting 263. Now the delivery. In there for a strike. The Yankees have had 36 homers in their last 21 games. They've hit homers in 20 of their last 21. Here's the pitch outside. Ball one. One and one. The 1-1 delivery, swung on and fouled back, out of play, 1-2. The 1-2 pitch is low and inside, ball two. 2-2. Next delivery. Swung on and fouled back as the bat goes flying out into the grass. Two-two count on Johnny Blanchard. One nothing, New York, second inning. McBride's pitch on the way, swung on and missed. Strike three. Threw him a fastball that seemed to sink a bit. One run on Yogi's homer, one hit, no errors, no one left on. At the end of two innings of play, New York, one run, one hit, no errors. No one left on. The Angels, no runs, two hits, no errors, and two men left on base. The Angels will be here tomorrow night for a night game to wind up the series, and then the Yankees go away for 18 days, coming back home on Friday night, the 30th. Boston 1, Minnesota nothing at the end of 3.5 innings. Baltimore 1, Chicago nothing at the end of 1 inning. Kansas City 1, Cleveland 1 at the end of 3 innings. In the National League, Cincinnati 4, St. Louis nothing at the end of 2 innings. Those are the only games in which we have anything to report. We pause for station identification.
You're in tune with Quality Modern Radio, 1460 on your dial. This is WOKO, Albany, New York. WOKO.
McBride's pitch on the way, swung on and missed strike three. Threw him a fastball that seemed to sink a bit. One run on Yogi's homer, one hit, no errors, no one left on. At the end of two innings of play, New York, one run, one hit, no errors. No one left on. The Angels, no runs, two hits, no errors, and two men left on base. The Angels will be here tomorrow night for a night game to wind up the series, and then the Yankees go away for 18 days, coming back home on Friday night, the 30th. Boston 1, Minnesota nothing at the end of 3.5 innings. Baltimore 1, Chicago nothing at the end of 1 inning. Kansas City 1, Cleveland 1 at the end of 3 innings. In the National League, Cincinnati 4, St. Louis nothing at the end of 2 innings. Those are the only games in which we have anything to report. We pause for station identification.
You're in tune with Quality Modern Radio, 1460 on your dial. This is WOKO, Albany, New York. WOKO time, 20.5 minutes to 3.
Going into the first half of the third inning at Yankee Stadium, first game of a doubleheader, and Ken McBride is the first batter. 2-for-31. The pitch is swung on and foul back. Strike one. Eddie Yost on deck. Lee Thomas follows. Curry's pitch is swung on and missed. Strike two, nothing and two. One nothing, New York, third inning. Outfield straight away. The pitch is swung on and missed. Strike three. First strikeout for Curry. Eddie Yost, who occupied a great deal of the beginning of the ball game as he fouled off better than 10 pitches and finally hit to the box. Right-hand batter. The pitch is fastball over. Strike one. Nothing in one. No balls, one strike. And the next pitch, fastball is over. Strike two, nothing in two. They switched his pattern for the first two pitches. Yost, remember, kept fouling off a lot of curves. Now it's a case of who outguesses who, or we'll see. Here's the pitch, curveball, and it just misses the corner. Ball one, one and two.
A 1-2 count. Now the windup. In comes the pitch. Curveball. Misses again. Ball 2-2-2. Lee Thomas on deck. Two balls, two strikes. One out, none on. Third inning, 1-0, New York. The windup and the pitch is a fastball hit foul. Back to third, out of play. And you know, the ball boy had to go in the clubhouse, get some new... They got two boxes of baseball. Two dozen brand new balls brought out. Again, the pitch. Swung on it, missed. Strike three as he fired it by Yost. Two strikeouts. Now Lee Thomas, who singled to right in the first inning. Comes the pitch outside, ball one. Mantle moves to right center. Mantle, by the way, won't operate at top speed. Here's a pitch outside, ball two. He hasn't for a couple of days. Re-injured his leg and right wrist. Two balls, no strikes. Now the delivery. Swung on and fouled back. 2-1. He had his home run yesterday almost one-handed. A 2-1 count. Now the windup and the pitch to the left-hand batter. Curve is just inside. 3-1. Leon Wagner on deck. The 3-1 pitch on the way. Fastball swung on and fouled back. 3-2 the count. Three balls, two strikes. Yogi's playing left field, facing the left field line. The payoff pitch is a curve, hit into right field. Not deep. Maris under it and makes the catch. Sides retired. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. At the end of 2.5 innings, New York won. The Angels... nothing. And the Angels sing. Remember that song? Or at least that was that the name of the song, or was it part of the lyric? Name of the song, yeah. One of the better recordings made by one of Benny Goodman's old trumpet players, Ziggy Elman. He used to play with Benny. And then, yeah. Well, I tell you, we can make beautiful music together, you and I, with a hearty supply of Ballantine beer and easy-to-carry, easy-to-open six-pack. Ballantine beer goes over big with people bent on fun and pleasure. Pleasure is the purpose of the crisp refresher. Today's Ballantine is light and crisp and golden. The light beer with true lager flavor. All of which explains why more than 5 million glasses of Ballantine beer are enjoyed every day. Take two or four or more pleasure-packed six-packs of the crisp refresher home. And while you're pouring Ballantine, have a time. Bobby Richardson at bat takes the strike from Ken McBride. 25-year-old right-hander, who has shown the great advantage. The low earned run average of 2.48. Bobby hitting 232. Buck foul. Ball kicked off his foot down the first baseline. Strike two. He was trying to catch Eddie Yost napping at third. Figuratively speaking. Nothing in two. Eddie was playing him a little deep. Terry to Powell and then Boyer. 1-0 Yankees on Barra's second inning homer. Now the pitch. Outside, 1-2. McBride likes to sidearm the right-hand batters or come three-quarters. Into the windup, and the pitch is high and inside, 2-2. Gives you a lot of motion out there. Two balls, two strikes, and the pitch. Swung on and missed on a let-up curve. Three straight strikeouts for McBride. Again, the big motion and pulled the string on a curveball. You know, when you're staying at the plate, you're looking for a certain pitch, that motion starts to swing because you have to be ready and swing in a hurry. And if he pulls the string on you, you're already out there with the bat and it's hard to pull it back and swing again. Ralph Terry comes up, 7 for 21, batting 333, a slugger. Here's the pitch, curveball over, strike one, nothing in one. 1-0 New York, last of the third. Sign on the scoreboard reminds folks it's Dan Topping's birthday. Fastball is low, ball one, 1-1. General Manager Roy Hamey had one not long ago, and today is the birthday of President Dan Topping. Quite a fella. Very generous. Great sportsman. The 1-1 pitch. Money fouled off behind the plate. A 1-2 count. Terry was using a piece of sponge rubber in his right hand to grip the bat with that. Remember earlier in the game, he knocked the ball down with his bare hand. One ball, two strikes. Ken McBride goes to the windup, and the pitch is a curve. It's swung on and looped over first to right field for a base hit for Al Ferry. Gets his hit. Slow curve. He swung on it late and got just enough wood on it to punch it over the head of Kluczynski. Second hit for New York. And up comes Cleet Boyer, who grounded to short. At first, it looked like it was just going to be a soft liner that might have been caught, but it had a little more carry to it. This is McBride's first appearance against the Yankees this season. Here's the pitch. Swung on and popped up into short right center. Aspermonte out. The right fielder comes in and makes the catch. Lee Thomas. Hunt moves over from center. Two away, and Tony Kubek will be the batter. Grounded out to Aspermonte in the first inning. This doubleheader is the Angels' fifth since last Sunday. The Yankees' third this week, last Monday. Two away, and the pitch to Tony swung on. Ground ball hit out to second. Aspermonte up with it. Flips on the Bridges at second to force Terry, and the side's retired. No runs, one hit, no errors, and one left on. At the end of three innings of play, New York, one run, two hits, no errors, one left on. The Angels, no runs, two hits, no errors, two left on. While we discover what may have happened on the scoreboard, why don't you discover the taste you've been searching for in beer? Valentine beer. Sunny, mellow, refreshes you as only the crisp refresher can. Ice cold Valentine beer. Boston 1, Minnesota nothing. End of 5, Schwall and Ramos. Bud and Homer in the third. Baltimore 1, Chicago nothing. End of 2, Estrada and Bauman. Philly, Homer in the first. Washington, Detroit, scoreless end of 1. Woodishick and McLean. Kansas City and Cleveland, 1-1, end of 4. Walker and Antonelli. Kirkland, Homer in the second. National League, Cincinnati 4, St. Louis nothing, end of 3. Hunt and Sadecki. Home runs, blasting game, freeze with two on in the first inning. Milwaukee nothing, Chicago nothing, end of an inning and a half. Willie and Ellsworth. A reminder to you folks, the Yankees will be here tomorrow night. After that, their next playing date will be Friday night, June the 30th. Don't forget the July 4th doubleheader with the Tigers. The July 24th date with the Giants on a Monday night for Sandlot Baseball. And the 29th, the annual Old Timers Day, honoring Dodger, Giant, and Yankee stars who played in New York. Now, Bill Rizzuto is coming on. We're going to go over to television for a few hours and see you later in the day. Bill?
Okay, Mel, Leon Wagner. The leadoff for Los Angeles here in the top of the fourth. Terry's pitch is hit down the first baseline foul as he tried to check his swing. Wagner popped up to third base in the first inning. Yankees 1, Angels nothing, top of the fourth. Wagner with that slightly open stance, and his hands apart on the bat, a good inch and a half between his left hand and right hand. Pitches high, ball 1-1-1. Blanchard calls time, goes out to the mound to talk with Terry. The Angels lead the Yankees in homers for the year by 1, 71-70. On deck is Ted Suzuki. A wind-up by Terry. Fastball line to deep right field. Maris going back and makes the catch in front of the barrier. He didn't quite get under that, but he got good wood on it. Sent Maris back to the 344-foot sign. One away. Here's Ted Suzuki. Ted single to right field in the first inning. He's really changed the style of baseball uniform shirts. No sleeves at all, cut right off at the shoulder. Actually, his arm is too big. If he had a sleeve, it would bind his swing. Terry's curve is in there, strike called. With a short winder. Fastball low, 1-1. On deck, Ken Hunt. Mantle playing Krasuski deep and way over in right center field. Yogi shading Krasuski in left center. Maris deep and right. 1-1 pitch, high and away, ball 2, 2-1. The Angels have plenty of power, make no mistake about that. Terry taking lots of time. Now he's ready. He's in with a fastball, fouled back on the screen, two and two. And Krasuski swung so hard that his follow-through carried him one-third of the way down to first base. Some of the fellas on the Yankee bench riding Ted good-naturedly. There's one fella you don't want to get mad. Two and two the count. One out, nobody on. A 2-2 pitch. Low ball three. Full count. And Terry wants a new ball. Ralph was struck on a pitching hand by a drive back to the box in the second inning, hit by Ken Aspromonte. He was able to pick it up and throw Aspromonte out, but needed a little first aid from the Yankee trainer, Dutch Morse. Now the payoff pitch to Krasuski. Slow curve in there, strike three call. Krasuski thought it was inside, but he has taken his eye off the ball as he started to swing and then held up. And Terry chalks up his third strike out of the ball game. Brings up Ken Hunt, who bounced into a fourth play in the first inning, trying to get out of the way of a high inside fastball. Ball hit his bat and rolled right to Kubek. 1-0 New York lead. Yogi Berra's home in the second inning, the only run of this game. Curve to Hunt is in. Strike call. Fastball just misses outside. 1-1. Aspromonte on deck. Now the 1-1 pitch. A line foul. Boy, that ball was hit. Nice play by the ball boy down the left field corner. Caught it on one hop. One ball, two strikes. Sidearm curve is swung at and missed, strike three. Nice pitch by Terry. His fourth strikeout. Nothing across for the Angels in the top of the fourth. The score at the end of 3.5 innings, New York 1, Los Angeles 0.
Ooh, to be crisp, a beer must be icily light. Ooh,
icily light.
With true lager flavor precisely right.
Ooh, precisely right.
Lively, golden, crystally clear. The crisp refresher.
Crisp refresher.
Valentine beer.
Pleasure is the purpose of the crisp refresher. Your first swallow and everyone to follow is light and crisp and golden. So pour pleasure. Pour today's Valentine.
So clap your hands. Tap your feet. Snap your fingers. And ask the man for Valentine.
The crisp refresher.
Valentine, Valentine beer.
Since 1840,
America's finest.
Before we start the bottom of the fourth, let's pause for station identification.
Thank you, Phil. This is Quality Modern Radio, 1460 on your dial, WOKO Albany, New York. WOKO time in 10 seconds, 1 minute past 3.
Roger Maris leads off for the Yankees. Roger bounced out to first base in the first inning. Pitch to Maris on the outside corner, strike one call. Roger batting 226. leads both major leagues in homers with 18. Changeup swung at a missed strike two. McBride's got real nice motion on his changeups and slow curveballs. Mickey Mantle on deck. Two-strike pitch, fastball, hit back in front of the plate, Averill out, up with it, throws to Krasuski in time to get Maris. Roger bounces out in front of the plate. Here's Mickey Mantle. Mickey bounced out to second base in the second inning, batting 305. McBride, the right-hander, on the mound for the Angels. Pitch to Mickey on the inside corner for a strike. One strike pitch inside, one and one. Ball is lined right at Krasuski off his glove, and Mantle's going to beat it out. And there was a bullet hit to Krasuski, and Ted kind of nonchalanted it a little bit, and it hit with such force that it kicked right out of his glove. We'll wait and see what the official score gives him. It's an error charge to Krasuski. Mantle is at first. Here's Yogi Berra, who homered deep in the upper deck in the second inning. Yogi's 10th home of the year. One out, Mantle at first. Mantle kneeling down on third base. Now he's up, just loosening up a little bit. Stretched by McBride. Pitch to Yogi, low inside, ball one. McBride set. Comes in with a fastball, low and away, ball two. Two and nothing. Quick throw to first, and Mantle's back. Man, that was a tricky play by Averill. He was looking at the pitcher and stepped towards the box and just threw backwards, sort of, to first base, but Mantle got back. Two and nothing. Fastball outside, ball three, three and nothing. On deck, Bill Scarron. Here's the 3-0 pitch. Right call, fastball right down the middle. Now Yo takes a quick look at Crescetti. So does Mantle. 3-1 and one out. Nick could be running on the pitch. Here's the stretch. And McBride steps back off the rubber. Yogi steps out of the batter's box. Again the stretch. Mantle doesn't go. The ball is hit foul at first base. And it's a full count on Yogi. Yogi's a good man to have at bat when they've got the runner going on a 3-2 count. Strikes out very seldom. Anything he can reach, he'll be swinging at. Ready now for the payoff pitch to Yogi. Here it is. There goes Mickey. The ball is popped in the air. Foul. Eddie Yost and Averill after it. Averill going near the dugout. And what a play he made. He took his eye off the ball because he was about 2 or 3 feet from the dugout steps of the Angels.
And Yost lost the ball in the sun. Averill caught the ball with 1 foot almost in the Angel dugout. A fine play on a twisting foul ball. Two outs. Mantle back to first base. Here's the Moose. Collins struck out swinging in the second inning. Nothing Yankees leading here in the last half of the fourth inning. McBride sets. His curve is in there, strike call. McBride has two different types of curves. One is a big breaking one, and one is a sharp breaking. There's the stretch. Fastball is low, 1-1. Blanchard on deck. Big curve is inside this time. Ball two. Two more. Still a lot of talk going around about Hank Bauer's tremendous inside the park homer yesterday. Bounced over the monuments in center field. 2-1 delivery is hit foul outside of third. 2-2. A youngster leaned out. One of his buddies held him by his feet and got that foul ball before the ball boy could get him. 2-2 on the Moose. Right hander ready. Steps back off and throws to first. Mantle back. That was a tricky move. He stepped back off the rubber and then fired quickly to first base. Sets again. Curve is hit foul outside of third. All the youngsters sitting in those field boxes have their gloves with them. That one kicked off the railing. Still 2-2 on Stout. Leading away. Sidearm curve hit foul. Frank Crosetti got a chance for this one. The curl up with it, cuts the pie a little, flips it to the umpire. And McBride would like a new baseball. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Change up inside, full count on Scala. 3-2 and two out. Now Mantle will be running again. Yankees getting their first look at Ken McBride today, his first appearance against the Yankees. He's won 5 ball games this year. Ready now for the payoff pitch. There goes Mantle. The curve is swung at and missed. Strike three. Second time that Scarron has gone down on strike. 4 strikeouts for McBride. For the Yankees, in the bottom of the fourth, no runs, no hits, 1 Los Angeles error, and 1 man left. The score at the end of 4 full innings, the Yankees have 1 run on 2 hits, no errors. Los Angeles, no runs, 2 hits, and 1 error.
Now, this is Bob Delaney, and we're on the go again with the rest of the game brought to you by the Atlantic Refining Company and your Atlantic dealer, who offer you Atlantic Imperial, the gasoline that cleans your carburetor and keeps it clean.
Now, Terry. Ready to go in inning five. For this 1-0 lead, which Mr. Barra, his left fielder in the first game, has accounted for, will be pitching to Astromonte, Avril Bridges. 6-7 and 8 spots on Bill Rigney's card. Astromonte is the fellow who hit the sharp ball right back at the mound in the second inning, and Terry stopped it with his bare hand. He is continuing to pitch, but you don't know what will happen to the hand when he is no longer using it and cools off. Stafford earlier this week was hit on the right hand, finished the ball game. And then I noticed in the clubhouse the next day that his hand was swollen and was all bandaged. Ken Astromonte. For the Yankees, the regular infield, they saved the ball game yesterday no less than four or five times. Downs, Richardson, Kubek, Boya. Outfield of Bella hit the home run for the first games on his score, Matt O'Mary. Astromonte, a right-hand batter, takes a slider, low outside, ball one. Red Crest, pushing at third. Bob Elliott is coaching over at first. Crest has been in the league many years. He's coached at Cleveland, you'll recall. 1-0 pitch. Change of pace is lower in the dirt. Ball one. And Elliott managed Kansas City in the American League last year. So these two men have been invaluable to Rigney, who was a complete stranger to the American League, in giving him the this and the that on this league. You'd be surprised at the research that's done on ball players. 1-1 pitch. Fastball low. Ball two. You take scouts of each major league team, always scouting the other team. That's how deals are often made. Information. What about this fellow? What does he do? What doesn't he do? Fastball swung on. There's a high fly deep to left center, but Mantle's already out there. He's waiting. We have one out. Now here is Earl Averill Jr. Boy, his dad was a ferocious hitter for many years in this league. And there's a triple ball to the mound. Terry up with it over to first. Down, we have two out. I'm just looking back. The last time Terry started was on the 7th. That was against Mindy Schulte. And he got the first man out. The next fellow triple. That was Billy Martin, and Green double to get in a run. He gave up two hits in the first inning and no more in the ballgame. Well, he has given up two hits in the first inning today. Didn't give up any runs, and he hadn't been cut for a base hit since. There's Rocky Bridges. Right-hand hitter. He's a chunky fella, barrel tested. Bow to knees. Fastball is a low outside ball, too. Bridges was with Brooklyn, Cincinnati, and came over to this league. Washington, Detroit. Serve is over for the strike. Terry has had an excellent serve ball today. Two balls, one strike, two outs. The Yankees one up, thanks to Mr. Barra. He defends it straight away on Bridges, who is a spray hitter, as they say. Big slow curve right over, called strike two. 2-2. Hank Soar, back of the plate. Stalak at first. Smith at second. McKinley is at third. Angels here for night game tomorrow evening. Third ball grounded foul right down past Red Press. Stretch was coaching with the New York Giants when Rigney was a player over there. DeRosa was managing. Pitch swung on as a high foul ball that is out of sight. Right, 2 balls, 2 strikes. Terry taking the time from Blanchard to catch in the first game. Howard will catch the second. As the ground ball hits sharp, the inside third pass Boyer down in the corner. It hits the fence. It's in play. Bridges is around first. He's on his way into second and comes in. Richardson gave him the dummy play, but Rocky still had it. Bobby is getting very artful in that piece of acting. So as he stands at second base, though there's no play going to be a call. He beat quite some runners about it this year, but Bridges knew he had to go all out, and he made it a double. Inside third, down the left field line. So that puts the tying on at second, and here is Pitcher McBride up. He's had two hits off season. Terry being careful because there's no action, you know, that anybody with a bat is dangerous if you're swinging. There's a foul ball. In other words, that follows such reasoning as even a blind pig will get an aching if you just keep rooting. No balls, one strike. You never can tell when a fellow get a base hit and hurt you. Pitch the curse one on in that strike two. I remember when the Dodgers were fighting for that pennant, which they finally did pull out in 41. In their last Western trip, I mean, everything was up for grabs. And they got into Pittsburgh, and they got in a big rhubarb. Hugh Casey was accused of throwing at hitters and then accused of throwing at the plate umpire, Major Terrace, and then they threw DeRosa out of the ballgame and he's in the clubhouse throwing chairs. Pittsburgh had a substitute infielder named Anderson. He got 1 or 2 hits and a couple of cups of coffee while he was up. And one of his hits, he beat the Dodgers with a triple. And when the word came to DeRosa that Anderson had tripled, there wasn't a window left, actually, in the Pittsburgh clubhouse that had glass in it. And to this day, anytime you see DeRosa, just walk up and say, do you remember a fellow with Pittsburgh named Anderson? And just get the reaction. Well, nothing in two. Terry being careful. They're tying on. The curve is low outside. Montside expects the swing. Ball one. 1 ball, 2 strikes. Being quite deliberate. McBride, right hand hitter. A pitch is a curve, swung and missed. Terry walks up the mound, uses his opposing pitcher, his out man. Picks up the 6th strikeout, no runs, 1 hit. First game is now official. End of 4.5. It is Yogi Berra 1 and the Angels nothing.
For pleasure driving that is a pleasure, you need something more than a freshly washed car and a bright sunny day. For one thing, you need to be sure that your carburetor is clean to do its job at peak efficiency. A
And that's why more and more motorists from New England to Florida have started to use Atlantic Imperial gasoline regularly. This quality gasoline cleans your carburetor as you drive and keeps it clean. You see, Atlantic Imperial removes the harmful deposits of dirt that get past your engine's air cleaner and build up on the lower carburetor walls. These deposits can cause rough idling, stalling, and gasoline waste. But once you've used Atlantic Imperial for a while, you'll feel the difference. And as long as you use it, Atlantic Imperial will keep new deposits from forming in your carburetor. So see your Atlantic dealer soon. Use Atlantic Imperial, the gasoline that cleans your carburetor as you drive and keeps it clean.
Well, here we go, last half of the fifth inning, first game. Gee, it's a beautiful day, isn't it? A very pleasant humidity. Nice light breeze blowing around. Fine cloud here. Plenty of seats, you folks in the neighborhood. This is just in the middle of the first game. And here's Ken McBride. Pitching to Blanchett. 1-0 in favor of the Yankees. Second inning home run by Barrow. He gets the curve all over for a strike. He put Blanchett out in the second inning. Frank Cervetti coaching at third, Wally Moses at first. Fastball swung on, grounded down to second base for Astromonte. In the hole between his position and first, there's the easy trip to Suzuki for the retirement of Blanchett. One up, one away. Bobby Richardson was struck out in the third inning. Terry and McBride are stacking a lot of lumber out here today. Terry 5 and McBride 4. Outfield swung slightly into left on Bobby. Third baseman Yost is up in search of a bunt. Curve hit right down to Yost. Short fumble, he recovers, throws in plenty of time. Bobby's out by 3 steps. That's the one position where you can knock the ball down and recover it and throw a man out. Third base. Two up, two away, and we're waiting for Terry. Terry has the second and last hit for the Yankees. That's a big hit for Ralph. That's the one position where you can knock the ball down and recover it and throw a man out. Third base. Two up, two away, and we're waiting for Terry. Terry has the second and last hit for the Yankees. That's a big hit for Ralph. When I saw him in the Yankee dugout today at noon, I said, well, you know that Whitey boy has one more hit than you. He said, I know. Let's see how it is tonight. Each now has 8. Terry has considered the fewer at-bats and a much higher percentage. Right-hand batter. Fastball is good at the knees on the outside. And Terry's hitting away. He has 8 for 22. That's 363. And another base hit. He's got his nice one. A single through between third and short. Now that'll get Whitey to chasing up and down the dugout. So Terry has the second and third hit for the Yankees. One to right, this one to left. He's on it first. In the third inning when he singled, he put on a light jacket. And he refuses it now, standing out in the warmth of the sun. Terry's now hitting 391. And here is Boya. Takes the strike. With the curve, just above the knees on the inside. No balls, one strike. Not two around to one left. The breeze is blowing straight in from back of right. So there's the first base to the plate and second to third. Fastball sinks low inside, one and one. McBride's fastball naturally sinks. When he throws a changeup off it, you have to be very certain that, that you don't jump to the conclusion he's throwing a knuckleball, which he is not. 1-1 pitch. Change of pace is foul. Back into the stand. Strike 2. 1-2. The Yankees are 2 games out of first place. Game and a half out of second. Detroit and Cleveland came off even. Neither one got hurt in that 4-game set.
Oh, they had some great games, didn't they? Fine pitchers. Wonderful pitchers. Cleveland is playing a doubleheader at home today with Kansas City, and the A's lead them 3-2 at the end of five in the first game. Detroit is at home for a doubleheader with Washington. Washington 3, Detroit nothing, end of three in the first game. The curveball is hit down to deep short. A fine pickup by Bridges and throw to second for the fourth out. On Terry, a fine play by Bridges. George Poyer with a fourth. No runs, one hit. Terry continues hitting away. Well, let me go back to the seventh when he last pitched. The thing about having a scorebook, you don't have to push to your memory. Terry was 2-for-3. So he has four hits for his last five at bats. And the one time they got him out, he got a tremendous ball off Ramos, who was called a deep left center, and it was caught. Wheel carries out at the mound. Tell you something, tell you a secret that he doesn't know. And don't you send him a telegram and tell him. After the second game, he's going to be one of my guests on the post-game TV show. But we never talk to starting pitchers by them when they're going to start. Now we'll pause the station at identification. End of five, first game, the Red Sox won, and the Twins nothing. End of three and a half, first game, the Orioles five, and the White Sox, who are really having a doleful day. Nothing. At the end of three and a half, it is now Washington 4, Detroit nothing. End of five, Kansas City 3, Cleveland 2. First game, end of five, Cincinnati 5, St. Louis 1. First game, Milwaukee and Chicago, no score, end of three. Now we have Eddie Yost. First up, as we go into the sixth inning, Terry curves him too much to go outside. Ball one. Yost hit back to the mound and then was struck out. He's 0-for-2. There's a half swing and a foul outside of first. 1-1. Speaking of Elliott coaching down at first, a moment ago we were talking about that Kress was coaching at the Giants and Rigney played over there. Well, Rigney also played a year with Elliott with the Giants. So you can see how these associations and friendships most frequently come back in the matter of a new manager selecting his coaches. 1-0 ball game in favor of Mr. Berra. One pitch. Swung on as a high fly ball to deep left center field. Maddow's got the goal, and he gets it.
Deep left center field and took a triple away from Yost. And Mickey caught the ball. Yost was coming into second, and you could see quite a marked dejection. Here is Lee Thomas, fine young outfielder that went from the Yankees to the Angels in the Bob Kerr deal. Thomas had a first inning single and a fly to right. Takes inside, ball two. I feel well around toward right. I guess Yost feels that everything is against him. He's hitting about 140. And here he finally conks one.
There's a high drive deep to right field. Let's see. Maris is going close to the wall. He's waiting. He has it. Two down, top of the stretch. Leon Wagner is having a great rookie year. He's the left fielder for the Angels. He is using a little Al-Gilson flat bat. In fact, Wagner just picks up almost anybody's bat. Said he doesn't care. And he has four home runs and seven RBIs against the Yankees this year. Six high inside, fastball, ball one. He fouled out the third in the first inning and hit a real line drive, and Maris caught it in the deepest part of right field in the fourth inning. Wagner, big left-hand hitter, takes a strike that's flouted on the outside above the knees. One and one. Two down. Terry, Saul, Splendor, graceful pitcher to watch. He's 3-0 this year. Wagner took a big swing and spun all the way around. One ball and two strikes. The slider or the little sharp fast curve that Johnny Sane has been indoctrinating this Yankee pitching staff with. It's been a big help to Terry, been a big help to coach. If Sane can't teach you about a curveball, nobody can. I don't know of anybody who knows as much about a curve as John. He spent his first 4 years in organized ball in Class D learning it. There's a line drive in the center. Base hit. Well, as Wagner continues hitting against the Yankees, makes a big turn to the left. He's an alive ball player. Wagner now has 10 hits for 24 at-bats against the Yankees. And here's Big Kluczynski. Singled in the first inning, took a third strike, which he didn't like, in the fourth. So with two downs, Wagner has singled. Four hits off Terry. Ralph would be in real trouble if Mantle hadn't caught that ball off Yost. 1-0 favor the Yankees. Kluczynski. As a ball hits the Sharon, steps on first base for the unassisted third out. No runs, one hit. And Mr. Maddow saves the day. Score at the end of 5.5 remains. The Yankees 1 and the Angels nothing.
Here's the gasoline story of the year. Now you can test Atlantic Imperial in your own car without risking an extra penny. The people at Atlantic make this unusual offer because they're confident you'll like the difference this fine gasoline will make in the performance of your car. Here's all you have to do. Start using Atlantic Imperial. Ask for a receipt with each purchase. After 100 gallons, if you're not completely satisfied, just mail the receipts to the Atlantic Refining Company, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. The difference in cost between 100 gallons of Atlantic Imperial and the same amount of regular gasoline will be refunded and no questions asked. You'll like the difference, or Atlantic will pay the difference. Make Atlantic's clean carburetor test. Discover for yourself how Atlantic Imperial gasoline cleans your carburetor as you drive and keeps it clean.
Last of the sixth inning, Tony Kubek, who's 0-2. He got stopped yesterday. Ken Maris and Mantle. Ken McBride, a fine young pitcher who's been doing quite a job. He's won five, lost three. And his pitching is even better than the record sound. Delivers and Kubek takes low inside. Pitches foul back.
When I say that Mike Bryce's pitching is better than the record, his last defeat, he got beat 2-0 by Estrada down at Baltimore after he'd won 5 straight. The other two losses, he really got slugged. He got beat 3-2 and 3-1. The Yankees leading him now 1-0. Slender right-hander deals. The curve is hit foul down into the left field stand. 1-2. Toward right. There's a ground ball hit right at the second baseman. That's Amati over to first, and Kubek is easily out. As so often happens, when you have a streak going in one direction, when it is stopped, it almost seems to reverse itself. I know I remember when DeRocher was managing in Brooklyn, the Dodgers got on a real winning streak. And I asked him what he thought about it. He said, I really, of course, you want to win every day, but I don't like these winning streaks. I'd rather win 2, lose 1, win 3, lose 1, go along that way and not get that big streak in there. Maris hits a foul ball. The dog said, Leo, it's always a bad reaction that follows a snapping of a streak. One strike to Maris. One man out last of the sixth, first game. Yankees leading 1-0. Bauer hit it from the third deck in the second inning. It was the easiest of swings, so it looked. 1-1 pitch, Darby. There's a ball in time. I said the 1-1. I should have said the 0-1. It is now 1-1. Maris, the Major League's leading home run hitter. Swings to the curve and has a high fly ball to deep center. Back towards Hunt. Way back turn, makes the catch. Right out at the edge of the track. Maris doesn't often hit straight away. This is what they try and get him to do. So we have two down, and here's Mantle. And he's getting a big hand again for that catch off York in the top of this inning. Pitches batting left-handed against right-hander McBride. McBride down in Huntsville, Alabama, was quite an all-round high school athlete. See, the pitch is hindsight, ball one. He won 7 major sports letters in high school. Baseball, basketball, football. 1-0 delivery, over. He changed off the fastball and headed to both the knees, 1-1. Krasinski is playing almost to the line on Mickey. Mantle almost took his hands off of that line drive in the fourth inning. Mickey swings above a curveball. Strike two. 1-2. The Angels and their halo. Mantle swings at a high drive. It is going deep to right. Let's see. There is the catch right up against the wall by Lee Thomas. 2-1-2-3. Last of the sixth inning. Mantle hit under the ball. Looks a little more like he would carry it. End of sixth inning. The total is 1 run, 3 hits, and no errors for the Yankees. Bella hit the home run. No runs, 4 hits, and 1 error for the Angels. And now the bulletin on the scoreboard. All games during the coming road trip on WCBS AM dial 880. Terry pitching with his 1-0 lead since Bella Homer in the second is ready to go in the seventh. He's facing Hunt. Astromonte, Averill. Hunter's 0 for 2. He was selected from the Yankee list in the stocking of the Angels. We'll look down and see what fellows did they take from the Yankees. Garba? That was a big one. They have James, Donnie James, former of the Yankees. Duren in the trade. They also took some of the Yankee young players that they had kept down in the minors for further season. We were talking with Fred Haney. Branch is out talking with Terry. We were talking with Fred Haney, the general manager. Of the Angels, and I said, how are things going? He said, well, he said, they're going on pretty good. He said, but the main thing is I'm trying to worry about 2 and 3 years hence. All right. Here's Hunt. 0 for 2. Terry delivers. Curveball swung on. Hit out to right field. Back to Harris. Back in front of the bullpen. Jumps and makes a one-handed catch and falls into sand. He caught the ball and then went right over on his back. Out of sight. And Hunt is running the bases because he had a home run, but the umpire had it called all the time. As far as you can see him make the catch before he ever disappears. It's a high foul ball. Close back to the screen. Blanchard comes back and makes a one-handed catch on it. Well, we're seeing one great fielding play after another. Yesterday it was the infield that did it for the Yankees, and today we've had two great outfield catchers, and I say great advisedly, and now a great catch by Blanchard. He came back. The foul ball was not so high. And he had to stick out his glove and catch the ball just as he crashed into the netting. A one-handed catch. And the Angels are wondering, is that a profitable side to be on? The side of the Angels. Well, there's Abram. Pitches over, fastball for a tall strike. Boy, that Terry has got some Christmas presents to send to Mantle, Maris, Blanchard. Better start making his list out right now. There's a high fly ball hit out to Mantle. He has it, although the sun gave him trouble. The score at the end of 6.5, an ovation for Maris. We're standing. And the score, thanks to Maris, remains the Yankees 1 and the Angels nothing.
If your car had a glass carburetor, you could see Atlantic Imperial gasoline washing away the harmful dirt deposits that build up on the carburetor's lower wall.
But since you can't see your carburetor work, we're going to do the next best thing and invite you to take Atlantic Clean Carburetor Test. Find out now just how good this fine gasoline really is. Here's how the test works. Use 100 gallons of Atlantic Imperial. Ask for a receipt with each purchase. Then, if you're not satisfied that you're getting better performance from your car, just mail a receipt to the Atlantic Refining Company. We'll refund the average difference in cost between 100 gallons of Atlantic Imperial and the same amount of regular gasoline. Try Atlantic Imperial. It cleans your carburetor as you drive and keeps it clean.
So many people think that the only thing the Yankees do is hit home runs. I'm sure they do, but the defense this year for the Yankees has been tremendous. Infield, outfield, catching, all of them.
Well, did you play on some good defensive teams?
Yes, I sure did. As a matter of fact, that's what helped win all those pennants, besides the homers, the double plays, and plays like Maris and Blanchard just made now.
Well, the infield won the ballgame yesterday.
Yes, they did. Certainly did.
And now the outfield and the catcher today.
Yeah, how about that play Mantle made earlier?
Well, here we go. Mr. Berra, who has accounted for the only score. Wasn't anybody going to catch his ball in the second inning except the catcher because he hit it in the third deck. McBride delivers, and Berra swinging nubs it up toward third base. There is Yost letting it roll. It goes foul. Yost had no chance to make the play. He was caught deep. Berra nubbed the ball up toward third, and all that Yost could do, he quickly thought. He had nothing to lose by letting it roll. And of course, you know, the infields all have a turtle back. They slope down from the 50th mile after the foul line, and the ball rolls foul. So it is strike one. If Yost had touched the ball, of course, he's been a base hit. This is a tremendous ball game. This big crowd at the stadium came to its collective feet when Maris came into the dugout just now. They'd seen a great catch by Mantle. But then they saw a greater one by Maris. There were two different kinds of catches, of course. Mantle running a mile into deep left center and one-handing the ball, which has certainly been a triple. Maris caught a home run and fell into the stand. Other words, if they caught a home run, I know you understand what we're saying. A ball that if he hadn't caught it would have been a home run. All right, two balls and one strike to Yogi. I'm glad they're sitting him outside. Delivers a curve for him under the high drive, deep to right. And it is another home run by Berra. Nothing in favor of Berra. McBride delivers, and it's a low curve. Ball two. Boy, we're having some exciting ball games around here in the Big Four. McBride deals, and it's a curve over for a strike. He has struck down on both times the Moose has faced him. Outfield deep around toward left. John swinging singles into center field. Hits it right up the middle. So, a home run by Berra in the second. John follows with a single. The Yankees now have five hits, and the Moose feels better. And here is John Blanchard, who is 0 for 2. Struck out, grounded to second. Out comes Stutz. Deals. Back to swing. The hot one. It's Kazuski's up there. Close to second. They got one. They'll throw back to first. Double play. First to short to first. Kazuski to Bridges and back to Kazuski. Big double play of this first game. Now we have Bobby Richardson. Bobby's off to two. Back out on the ground to the third. Back by deals. Curveball outside. Ball one. He's pitching a fine ball game. But his teammates can't score on Terry, certainly with a defenseman back of him. He's behind 2-0. Curve low outside, ball two. 2-0. Two balls, no strike. Nothing pitch. Swung on at the line drive into the left field corner. It is a fair ball, and it is a ground rule double. The man leaning over touches the ball on the bounce. So, three hits here in the seventh. There is Ralph Terry. No, he not. I mean, he's going to hit. He hasn't come out yet. When he comes out, you're going to hear a whooping and a hollering, or you should. Now, here he comes. He has two hits, as well as pitching the shutout. Well, Terry has is leading the pitches, percentage and total hits. He's got one more than Whitey. He's had four hits in his last five at-bats. 391. I feel back in the right on him. Richardson with a double is at second. Two outs. Curve swung on, hit wide of third. A nice stop by Yost to throw to first and carry is off. So, one run. Barrow's second home run. Three hits, one man left. It was a double play. Totals at the end of seven. It is 2-6-0. Barra accounting for both the runs. And Los Angeles, no runs, four hits, and one error.
Cleans your carburetor as you drive. That's what new Atlantic Imperial gasoline does. Keeps it clean, too. Try it and see for yourself.
We'll take a look at the scoreboard. Ralph Terry taking a little time getting out to the mound. In the American League, the Red Sox lead Minnesota 5-1 at the end of 6.5. Allison homered in the seventh for the Twins. Don Button has two homers for the Red Sox, and Frank Maldon had one in the sixth with two on. Baltimore leads Chicago 5-0 at the end of 5.5. Dave Philly homered in the first inning. It's bombing against Estrada. Washington leading Detroit 4-2 at the end of 4. McLean for Washington. Wittichick started. Fox in the fifth for the Detroit. Gene Green homered in the fourth with nobody on for the Senators. Rocky Colavito, homer number 17 of the year in the fourth. And Norm Cash is 15th of the year in the fourth, both with nobody on. Kansas City leads Cleveland. No, they don't. The Cleveland have just tied it up on a two-run homer by Chuck Esegian in the seventh. And the Indians go ahead 4-3 now. They're still playing the bottom of the seventh inning. Willie Kirkland homered in the second. Walker is going for Kansas City. Antonelli started for Cleveland. Dick Stigman in the sixth. So the Indians are leading now 4-3, still playing the bottom of the seventh inning. The National League, Philadelphia at Los Angeles. Pittsburgh at San Francisco starts later on. Cincinnati leads St. Louis 6-1 at the end of 6.5. Hunt for Cincinnati. Sadecki started. Cicott, Al Cicott in the fifth. Don Blasingame homered in the first with nobody on, and Freeze in the first with two on for Cincinnati. Milwaukee leads Chicago 1-0 at the end of 5. Willie against Ellsworth. Right now, let's pause for station identification.
You're in tune with Quality Modern Radio, 1460 on your dial. This is WOKO, Albany, New York. WOKO time is 6.5 minutes to 4.
Ready to go, Rocky Bridges. Takes the pitch low, ball one. The Yankees lead 2-0, thanks to two homers by Yogi Berra and some fine defensive work by the Yankees. Bridges bounced to third, double to left. Ralph Terry out on the mound. Fastball over, strike called, 1-1. One delivery, a foul back out of play. One ball, two strikes. Ground ball, Kubek to his left. Up with it, bobbles it a moment, throws to first in time to get Rocky Bridges. Albie Pearson is coming up to bat for Ken McBride. Tough break for McBride, who is pitching fine ball. McBride has been up twice, struck out both times. Little Albie Pearson, batting .267, has 8 doubles, 3 homers, and 8 runs batted in. Left-hand hitter. 5 feet, 5.5 inches tall. Boy away in at third. Pitch to Pearson is high, ball one. Albie hit a couple of homers against the Yankees out in Wrigley Field in Los Angeles. Last time New York was out there. Terry comes in with a fastball that time. Ball two, 2-0. On deck, Eddie Yost. Terry goes to the rosin bag, placing it down carefully, just jacked amount of inches from his right foot. 2-0 pitch. Strike call, fastball, belt high. McPherson doesn't have too much of a strike zone. Mantle is way over in right center on Pearson. Here's a 2-1 delivery. High outside, ball three. 3-1. Pearson looks down at Red Crest, third base coach. One out, nobody on. Yankees 2, Los Angeles nothing. We're in the first half of the eighth inning of the first game. Still another big game to go. Here's Terry, 3-1 delivery. It's over, strike two. Full count on Pearson. Ralph was just trying to lay that right in there, knowing that Pearson was taken all the way. Wasn't too much on it. Now the payoff pitch. A high fly to short center. Mickey Mantle drifting in, coming under it. And holds it in for the second out. So Pearson worked the count to 3-2 before flying out to center. Brings up Eddie Yost. Eddie hit back to the box, struck out, and was robbed of at least a triple on a great running backhand catch by Mickey Mantle in deep left center field. That was in the sixth inning. Pitch to Yost. Just outside, ball one. Lee Thomas on deck. Terry comes in with a fastball. This one's over, one and one. Low curve hangs above the eyes. Ball two. Two and one. Two out. Nobody on. Here's Terry's 2-1 pitch. Curve outside. Ball three. Three and one. Ralph puts his hands on his hips. Throws the pitch at the corner. Three and one on Yost. Eddie looking down at Red Crest. Now he's back in the batter's box. Three-one pitch. Low ball four, and that's the first base on balls given up by Terry in the ball game. Eddie Yost, the walking man, gets one of his specialties. And it'll bring up Lee Thomas, who's single to right. And his next two times at bat fly deep to right field. Two out. Tying run at the plate. Yankees 2, Los Angeles nothing. Top of the eighth. Bill Scarron holding first against Yost. Left-hand hitter. Richardson playing on the outfield grass. Pitch to Thomas. The curve pops in the air and back of the plate. Johnny Blanchard moving under it. Plenty of room. And got it for the third out. In the top of the eighth for the Angels. No runs, no hits, no Yankee errors. One man left. And the score at the end of 7.5 innings. The Yankees 2 and the Angels nothing.
Say, something new has been added to the do-it-yourself list. Yes, now you can clean the carburetor of your car. Remove dirt in the vital throttle plate area without even raising the hood. How? Just use Atlantic Imperial regularly. You see, dirt deposits build up on the lower walls of most carburetors. In time, these deposits can affect the action of the throttle plate and cause it to feed the wrong mixture of air and gasoline to your engine. Now, this results in rough idling, frequent stalling, and actual gasoline waste. But after a few thousand miles of driving with Atlantic Imperial gasoline, this carburetor dirt will be gone, washed harmlessly away. And for as long as you use Atlantic Imperial, you needn't worry about new deposits forming. That's why more and more people these days are using Atlantic Imperial. It's the quality gasoline that cleans your carburetor as you drive and keeps it clean.
We have a new pitcher coming in for Los Angeles. Art Fowler, old knuckleball pitcher from way back. He takes over for Ken McBride, who worked 7 innings. McBride allowed 6 base hits. He didn't walk anybody. Struck out 4 and allowed 2 runs. And those 2 runs off the bat of Yogi Berra. 2 homers to Yogi. One way up in the upper deck and one back in the lower deck. Fowler is making his 6th appearance of the year. He was purchased from Omaha. He's 1 none, lost 2. This is his 3rd relief appearance. He started 3 games. And he can be rough out on that mound. He's got a real good knuckleball. He'll be facing the top of the Yankee batting order here in the bottom of the 8th inning. Boyer, Kubek, and Maris. Boyer bounced to short, fly to right field, and then hit into a force play. Beaverill fires the ball down to second base, and Boy is stepping in the batter's box ready to go. Follow a right-hander. Quite a bit of time before this first pitch. Here's his windup. Pitch to Boyer is over, strike call. Sleep bluffed the bunt. Eddie Yost was charging way in. One strike pitch is a foul tip dropped by Averill, strike two. Paula has sort of a herky-jerky wind-up and delivery. Nothing in two on Boyle. He'll get a look at that knuckleball now. Here's his wind-up. Pitch is low, ball one. One ball, two strikes. For the one ball, two strike pitch. A drive deep to right field, way back there. That ball's going to get caught by Lee Thomas right against the railing in right field in the corner. And Thomas, with the last second spurt, caught up with the ball. Didn't look like he had a chance. He came out of nowhere. And it looked for a second like Boyer had an opposite field home run. Here's Tony Kubek, 0 for 3 today. Three times up and three times he's bounced to the second baseman. One out. Roger Maris on deck. Pitch to Kubek, popped in the air. The third baseman, Yost, waving his arms. He's under it in foul territory. Makes the catch for the second out. And it looked for a second like Boyer had an opposite field home run. Here's Tony Kubek, 0 for 3 today. Three times up and three times he's bounced to the second baseman. One out. Roger Maris on deck. Pitch to Kubek, popped in the air. The third baseman, Yost, waving his arms. He's under it in foul territory. Makes the catch for the second out. Two away, and here's Maris, who made that sensational catch to rob Ken Hunt of a home run. He reached in the air, caught the ball, and ended up in the seat. Roger is 0 for 3, bounced to first, bounced out in front of the plate, thrown out by the catcher, and flies deep to right center field. 2-0, the Yankees lead. Two out, nobody on in the bottom of the eighth. Pitch to Maris, low inside, ball one. Fowler comes in with a fastball, strike call, 1-1. On deck, Mickey Mantle. Ball swung at a miss, strike two. One ball, two strikes. Here's Here's the one ball, two strike pitch, knuckle ball, line to right center field, and that's going to be in there. Thomas cuts across, backhands it though, and Maris going down has to hold up. Fast fielding by Lee Thomas holds Maris to a long single. And that brings up Mickey Mantle. Mickey bounced to second, reached on an error, and fly to right field. Mantle has contributed an outstanding defensive play in this game. Two outs, Suzuki holds first against Maris. Here's the stretch, the pitch to Mickey, a ground ball, base hit to right field. Not left, he's looking out towards the bullpen, but he's keeping Fowler in there. Fowler will remain in the game. Yogi Berra, who now has 11 home runs on the year, ready to step into the batter's box. Bill Starr. Fowler pitching from a stretch position. Maris leads off third. Mickey Mantle leading off first base. The stretch. Pitch to Yogi. Outside, ball one. Outside, throw to third. Maris dives back at first. He's back in there. 2-0 on Yogi. They're trying to pick Yogi away. Just nick the outside corner. They don't want him pulling again. Here's the stretch. Fastball is over. Got the outside corner that time. Strike one. 2-1. You'll guess for a little time at the plate. Now he's ready. Pitch. Ball is hit on the ground at second base. Mastromani is up with it. Throws to Suzuki for the out. For the Yankees in the bottom of the eighth, no runs, two base hits. No Angel errors, two men left in the score at the end of eighth full inning. The Yankees, two runs, eight hits, no errors. Los Angeles, no runs, four hits, and one error. Take a look at the scoreboard. In the American League, the Red Sox are leading Minnesota 8-1 at the end of seven. Allison homer for Minnesota. Don Budden has two, Mal Zone one, and Jensen one for the Red Sox. Tom Quist and Cornelius are the pitchers of record right now. Baltimore leads Chicago 6-0 at the end of the sixth. Bauman against Estrada. Dave Philly homing in the first. Washington leading Detroit 5-3 now, playing the bottom of the sixth inning. McLean for Washington. Woodichick started. Fox and Cassell now in there for Detroit. Gene Green homing in the fourth. Nobody on. Rocky Colavito in the fourth at 17th. Norm Cash had one in the fourth and one in the sixth. His 15th and 16th of the year. Cleveland leading Kansas City 7-3 at the end of eight. Staley against Stigman. Kirkland homing in the second with nobody on. Ezekian has his two. One in the seventh with one on and one in the eighth with two on. The Indians are still rolling. And the National League, Philadelphia at L.A., Pittsburgh at San Francisco, start later on. Cincinnati leads St. Louis 6-1 at the end of 7. Hunt for Cincinnati. Miller in there now for St. Louis. Blasingame and Freeze at home. And Milwaukee leads Chicago 3-0 at the end of 6.5. Willie against Hobby. Jack Reed has gone in to play left field, taking over for Yogi Berra defensively. And in the top of the ninth, the Yankees lead 2-0. It'll be Wagner, Krasuski, and Hunt to face Ralph Terry. Wagner pops a third, lined out to right field, and single to center. The left-hand header steps in the batter's box. Curve is low to a Wagner, ball one. Terry's next pitch is a ground ball, scouring over to his right, up with it. Throws to Terry covering. He's trying to get Wagner. One away. Brett Krasuski, the batter. Cruz singled in the first inning. Called out on strikes in the fourth and bounced to first base in the sixth. Krasuski, strike one. Berry's next pitch is inside, 1-1. On the count. Berry comes in with a changeup just outside. Ball two. 2-1. Taking a long time to get this signal. Now he's ready. Fastball popped in the air. Johnny Blanchett and Starin near the Yankee dugout, and Blanchett can't get it. Ends up in the Yankee dugout. See no error on the play. It's a 2-2 count on Krasuski. Blanchett has made a fine catch of a foul ball near the screen, a running one-hand catch. Earlier in the ballgame on Aspromonte in the seventh inning. 2-0, the Yankees are leading in the top of the ninth. One out, nobody on. A 2-2 count on Suzuki. The curve is high and away, ball three. Full count. Getting ready for the payoff pitch to the Angels first baseman. Here it is, and it's fouled back off the screen. Lou walked over to get a little dirt. That ball was high, was kind of close to take up around the letters. Again, the 3-2 delivery. Drive to deep left center field, way back there. And this ball is caught one-handed by Merrick, swinging over the railing. And Suzuki is standing with his hands on his hips. Roger Maris has taken two home runs away from the Angels. One off Ken Hunt and one off Ted Suzuki. Is as good as any outfielder going after a ball one-handed. He was leaning over the railing of the bullpen and backhanded the ball. And on Kenny Hunt, who's up there now, he knee-high caught the ball and landed in the first row seat to the right of the Yankee bullpen. Here's the pitch to Hunt. Changeup is high. He was ready to bunt that ball, ball one. Hunt has also bounced it short and struck out besides flying the Maris. Defense has been great all year. Low curve over, strike one, one and one. On deck is Ken Aspromonte. Change up line deep to left field, and that ball is in the seat for a home run. A line drive home run by Ken Hunt. Boy, he said that change of pace out, did it? Ken Hunt lines a homer into the left field seat. His 11th home of the year and his 35th run batted in. It makes it a 2-1 ball game in favor of the Yankees. We're in the top of the ninth with two outs. And so those two sparkling defensive plays by Roger Maris in right field keeps the Yankees in the lead. He actually took two homers away from the Angels. Ken Aspromonte hit back to the box, fly to center, and fouled out to the catcher. On deck is Earl Averill. Pitch to Aspromonte, low and away, ball one. Fastball over, strike one, one and one. So with that homer by Hunt, the Angels remain ahead of the Yankees in season homers. Los Angeles has 72, the Yankees have 71. One one pitch, curveball hit on the ground, one hop to Boya. His throw to Starr, and that's it. First ball game is over. Ball game 2-1. Here are the totals in the ball game. For the Yankees, two runs, two hits, no errors, six men left. For Los Angeles, no one run, five hits, one error, and five men left. The winning pitcher is Ralph Sherry, who has won four and lost none
The loser is Ken McBride, who has won five and lost four. The Yankees have now won nine of their last ten. They have 13 complete games pitched, now seven in their last 12 ball games.
Well, quite a ball game, with the story being Yogi Berra's two home runs and the catches of Roger Maris that took home runs away from the Los Angeles Angels. Maris jackknifing into the stands to grab off one, and then touching the one that Krasuski hit in the ninth inning right up against the barrier. Well, Ralph Perry pitched himself a fine ball game, but got a big assist in this tight one from that strong wind blowing in from right field. Yogi Berra, however, was not bothered by that wind, as his two belts were soundly hit into the right field seat. So it was Berra and Perry, the story for the Yankees. And the Los Angeles Angels can play that one over and cuss out their tough luck as far as the home runs that almost went in. So we'll be back shortly with the second game. I believe the umpires indicated we'd start at about 5 minutes of five. So, Jackie McFarland will keep our stations notified as to the progress, and we hope to see you all back here for the second game very shortly. For now, this is Bob Delaney for C. Valentine and Sons of the Atlantic Refining Company. This is the Home of Champions Network.
This is Quality Modern Radio, 1460 on your dial.